Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Bearcat Lee!
Monday Night Raw, Cincinnati, Ohio, about to catch a glimpse of Keith Bearcat Lee.
Oh! Bearcat bouncing himself right into the cover. Easy work!
Without breaking a sweat.
Keith Bearcat Lee!
That is a pure and bold statement of dominance from Keith Lee.
Bearcat may sound like a name plucked out of nowhere, but dig a little deeper and you'll realize it's very much from somewhere. Dig even deeper and you'll find a game-changing wrestling career unlike any other. Cultaholic Wrestling Curiosities presents the undeniable legacy of Bearcat Wright.
Bearcat Wright, whose father you may remember, was a great boxer. Bearcat Wright has taken the same name.
To tell the story of Bearcat, we need to start with the first Bearcat. Edward Bearcat Wright Sr. was a pro boxer fighting out of Omaha, Nebraska. Through the 20s, the bone-hard Wright went blow for blow with some of the sport's biggest names. And it looked, for all intents and purposes, like his son, Edward Wright Jr., would do the same. He even adopted the moniker Bearcat from his old man when he began his pro boxing journey in the late 50s. He was just a few months removed from his 19th birthday when Bearcat Jr. put the gloves on professionally for the very first time. However, his eye was drawn to the glitz and glamour of professional wrestling. In a time where wrestling was still segregated in many places, stars like Sailor Art Thomas, Luther Lindsay, and Bobo Brazil shone brightly.
Waiting for Bobo to use his celebrated bulldog headlock. We call it Coco. That's what he does. He bangs that Coco against the Coco of his opponent.
Bearcat Jr.'s decision to move away from boxing and go into wrestling didn't sit well with his dad, who had aspirations for his son to rule the world of real, legitimate fighting, just as he had. Plus, having zero wrestling experience and being a man of color, the window of opportunity to make it in professional wrestling was almost impossibly small. This didn't deter Bearcat Jr. Opposing his father's wishes, and with the tide very much against him, he threw himself into wrestling across America. In towns where segregation was still rife, the 6.5-foot, 275-pound Wright was an imposing heel, tearing phone books apart to showcase his strength and brutish nature. In towns where segregation had been lifted, he'd slip perfectly into the role of charismatic babyface. Wrestling in the late 50s, being segregated across America, really lit a fire under Bearcat Wright. This fire erupted after a match in Gary, Indiana. That night, Wright declared he'd never compete again in a division and a class determined by skin color. The comments were heard by the Indiana State Athletic Commission, and their reaction was to ban Bearcat from competing in the state for an undetermined amount of time.
Boy, I tell you something. This crowd is beside itself. Let's go back up into the ring. We've got a lot more wrestling to look at.
Bearcat persevered and was offered work by Boston promoter Tony Santos as part of Big Time Pro Wrestling. Other territories wanted to work with Wright as well. Whilst the colour of the skin had been a big factor in big parts of the industry, the colour of money was more important. When wrestling anyone and everyone as a babyface or a heel and drawing big box office crowds, more and more territories changed their stance on black-only and white-only wrestling divisions. For Bearcat Wright, this was like smashing through the glass ceiling. All of a sudden, he was mixing it up with some of the biggest names in the industry, regardless of the color of skin.
Well, this is about that everybody's been waiting for, the Bulldog, Dick Brower, against Bearcat Wright. And this bout came about last week when Bearcat Wright got very exercised at the activities of Bulldog Brower, came down to ringside, went after him. The Bulldog fought back, and it resulted in a main event, a co-main event between these two battlers tonight.
His biggest match, and a moment that assured a place in the history books, took place on April the 4th, 1961. When people packed into the Boston Garden that night, taking in an undercard that featured Haystacks Muldoon, Frank Shields, and Pat Patterson, they sensed something was in the air. The marquee match was no secret. World champion Killer Kowalski was putting the belt up for the first time against Bearcat Wright in a 2 out of 3 falls contest. A match that the unstoppable Wright triumphed in. As the crowd went wild, Bearcat held his newly won gold aloft. Not only was this his first world title, but it was the first time an African-American wrestler would capture a world heavyweight championship. And this was just the beginning.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Be blessed!
Sir, they call him Classy, Freddie Blassie. And boy, he's really classy tonight. If you only had color so you could see this outfit of his.
2 years later, at a sold-out Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, the incomparable Bearcat stepped into the ring, standing opposite WWA World Heavyweight Champion Fred Blassie.
I demand respect at all times because my record speaks for itself. My ability, knowledge, and know-how of the wrestling game, I made a thorough practice of learning all the holds and the counter holds for him. And for every hold you know in a wrestling profession, there's be two escapes. And every wrestler knows two escapes. Freddie Blassie knows three or four. That's the reason I say that I am greater than any wrestler that ever stepped into the ring.
Decades before he narrated video packages for WWF pay-per-views, Blassie was writing his own narrative as a three-time WWA heavyweight champion. In the weeks leading up to this highly anticipated collision with Bearcat, Blassie had turned back challenges of multiple types from Big Cat Ernie Ladd, another African-American wrestling star pushing ahead. Bearcat had all the motivation he needed when he arrived in L.A. that day.
Bearcat Wright is sort of an unorthodox type. You notice him in this bout. He's very fast, very adept, and giving very fast drop kicks.
Freddie Blassie, tackle drops him for one, two, and three. And our main event has come to an end.
When the dust settled, 2-1, Fred Blassie had fallen. For the first time in his career, Bearcat Wright raised the WWA World Heavyweight title. Another milestone, another moment etched in history. That was August the 23rd, 1963. Just a few days later, with ears still ringing from the ovation given to the crowning of a black wrestler becoming world champion, Martin Luther King climbed the marble steps of the Lincoln Memorial and declared, "I have a dream." The timing couldn't have been more perfect. Bearcat Wright was not giving up on his journey to the top of the wrestling world, even if the script called for it. As undeniable as Bearcat was, he had become notorious to many promoters in America for his reluctance to return the favor and lose the championships that he had fought so hard to obtain. A famous disagreement came about at the end of his WWA world title reign. Promoters were keen for Bearcat to drop the gold to French-Canadian wrestling star
Edouard Carpentier.
Bearcat outright refused, agreeing merely to time limit draws in matches against the popular Carpentier. A deal was struck between Bearcat and former champion Fred Blassie. Bearcat would lose the belt to Blassie, and soon after, Blassie would pass the metaphorical torch to Carpentier. This seemed to placate Bearcat. It was all agreed on, and everybody was happy. Until about halfway through the aforementioned title match, when Bearcat decided against the idea. Let's not forget that Wright, at the peak of his power, is nearly 7 foot and nearly 300 pounds. And if he doesn't want to go, he's not going to go.
Uh-oh, look at that. One, two, three.
The time,
here it is, a visual.
4 minutes 36 seconds with a body press. The winner, Bearcat Wright.
Bearcat kept the title that night, but he had well and truly marked his card. Bearcat got talked into taking a match with Carpentier a short while later in Indio, California. As Bearcat paced the ring, Carpentier made his way through the curtain. Unbeknownst to Wright, Carpentier had backup that night in the form of judo champion and notorious shoot fighter Jean LaBelle. The champ, seeing what was happening, realizing the fix was well and truly in, left the ring and drove out of Indio, never looking back. Edouard Carpentier became the world champion by forfeit, and Bearcat was told he would never work in this town again. By this point, though, regardless of reputation, Bearcat Wright had star power, and he was approached by World Championship Wrestling. Not that one. No. The one before that one. The one operated out of Australia. You've got it.
Where's it going to start? Where's it going to stop? Bedlam's broken out, ladies and gentlemen. Bedlam.
A lot of big names from the US scene had career renaissances in the land down under. Killer Kowalski, Ray Stevens, and Dominic DiNucci, to name but three. Bearcat Wright would add his name to the Hall of Fame-worthy IWA world title lineage, defeating Skull Murphy in August of 1966 for his first reign, and toppling Skull Murphy again for his second one almost a year to the day later. The trip to Australia, whilst profitable and profile-building, was a great way for Bearcat to kill time waiting for the heat from that thing he did in LA to die down. Proof positive that there is no such thing as a lifetime ban in wrestling, Bearcat Wright was offered another run in WWA. This run was different. He wasn't the star they were getting over. In fact, he was there to help build a new star, Big Cat Ernie Ladd, to be precise.
I've beat you on several occasions and I will beat you again. And if you stand in my face and call me a liar, slap your face real good in the general public, going around telling people that you've never been beat before, I want you in the square circle worse than you want to get in the square circle. I will slap your face and whoop your fanny real good for all my fans anytime, anywhere, big boy.
Ladd was being positioned as the company's top heel, and the idea was to bring in the mighty Bearcat to try and stop him, only to get beaten down, establishing Ladd as the top lad in this promotion. From here, Bearcat would wind down his wrestling career and become a manager for the Mongolian Stomper.
Here I bring to you the greatest athlete that the world has ever known. And what do? You show your gratitude by putting us in a preliminary position on a match in one of the great wrestling capitals in the United States. And you expect us to take it with a smile? Well, we showed you exactly how we can smile. I asked you for two of your greatest warriors. You brought two, we dumped them like yesterday's garbage.
That run was cut short, however, following a lawsuit from a fan who decided to attack Wright when he was ringside. This resulted in, well, this resulted in the unpleasantness that comes from upsetting a near 7-foot pro boxer.
I am going to take great pleasure in watching your defeat come. You have it coming, and I thank the gods in heaven that I am the one that will be able to stand there and grimace at you as the Stomper stomps your head into oblivion.
Edward Bearcat Wright Jr. passed away from sickle cell disease on August the 28th, 1982. Despite his infractions, the Bearcat legacy is assured, with placements in multiple wrestling halls of fame, including an induction into the legacy wing of the WWE Hall of Fame in 2017. A legacy that is now being carried on Monday nights by Keith Bearcat Lee.
Bearcat swinging the heavy lumber. Oh! Bearcat bouncing himself right into the cover. Easy work.
He entered a troubled, divided, unwelcoming industry in his late teens. Against all the odds, Bearcat Wright left as one of its biggest stars. Sometimes its toughest customer, in and out of the ring, but undoubtedly an undeniable trailblazer.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sports ad free. That's Amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.